I would love to have a private jet and I would go visit people or go travel to places that, like, on my schedule, on my, you know, whims.
Yes.
You could come visit me on my private island that I will buy.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hope you don't keep any files.
Not Epstein.
This is the theme.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Gina, you had an interesting night last night, having your mind blown.
Yeah. I volunteer at my church's youth group with, like, middle school and high school kids.
Yeah.
And it was decades night. It was a themed night, so you dress as a decade.
Gotcha.
And I kind of went all out, sort of. I was dressed in the 60s. Yeah. I love a good theme.
Right.
But I was notified last minute, so I could only do what I could do. But I was nervous, you know, going in those situations. Like, I didn't want to be the only one dressed up.
Right, right.
But to my surprise, everybody was dressed up. Like, okay. All of the kids. And back in my day, we didn't. Like, if there was, like, a theme, you know, you kind of, like...
Oh, you were too cool for that.
Yeah. I was like, man.
I'm not going to dress up.
Yeah.
Like, stupid thing.
Yeah, how dumb were we? So, it was really cool to see that. But then we played, like, a Name That Tune game later.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, kids against kids, which is probably fair because they started playing songs that, like from the Jackson 5, or they played All Star from Smash Mouth, and the kids had no idea.
They'd never heard them.
No idea. Wow. They were just, like, standing on stage, like, and all of us leaders are like, what? Come on! Like, when All Star came on, we were like,
somebody.
Yes, that's literally, yeah. And we all started singing the song.
And they just get the glazed over eyes.
Yes.
At least they don't know it's the Shrek song.
Well, that's what we were saying. We're like, Shrek, Shrek. And the poor girl's like, I don't know.
Is Shrek even too old an reference?
I think
it
so.
It is.
Well, yeah, Shrek came out in, like, what, 2000 maybe?
Yeah, I think it was, like, I want to say 2005, but yeah. I don't know. But then at one point, the guy, the MC was like, hey, raise your hand if you were born after 2010.
Mm.
And, like, half of the hands went up. And we were just like, what?
Oh, my God, you're infants.
Mind blown.
Gosh. Yes, and so I think I've finally reached that age where I'm like,
You kids don't know any of the
good
stuff.
Yes, like, oh, I'm officially old. And then we even had this, like, snack table that I was, like, helping with. We had fruit by the foot, and these kids were coming over, and they're like, what are those? And I was like, huh? And I think part of that, too, is, like, you know, parents are like, oh, red 40, and, they don't keep that in their house, which is fair.
Yeah. Right.
But then they had, like, the Kool-Aid blasters. You know, they were the Kool-Aid juice.
Oh, they're in the plastic in the things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where you, like, twist the top off and everything, and it was, like, pure sugar.
Oh, yeah.
None of the kids knew what those were. And we were just like, what is happening? To be fair, though, I was like, if I drank that now, I would, like, just have that pucker face of, like, oh, it's just too sweet. Oh,
yeah. Bouncing off the walls going.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I don't even know what to believe in anymore. Apparently, the Liam Neeson-Pamela Anderson romance was fake.
That makes me sad.
Just to sell tickets to the Naked Gun movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Hollywood people that are faking romances to sell tickets?
What?
I don't know what to believe.
I did like them together. I did. Hope.
Yeah, I was rooting for them, but apparently it was all fake.
Mm.
That was too bad.
So, the other members of the Police are suing Sting over this song. Apparently, he sold the rights to his music catalog, and they say, well, they helped write it, and he didn't give them any of the money that he got from the sale. Apparently, they've been trying to get it from him, and they just said, well, I guess we got to sue him.
Wow.
So it's going to court in England.
So the police have to call the police.
Yep.
And then the phone just rings in their house. Hello, yes, we are the police.
Dang. Mm. Well, there's a church in Nashville called Christ Church, and they're offering a free lending library of medical devices like wheelchairs and walkers and crutches
and more.
Oh, that's
cool.
For free, yeah. So if you need it and you can't afford it, something like that, you can go to Christ Church in Nashville.
No winner for the Powerball drawing last night. It was $815 million. Next drawing is Saturday, and it'll be worth $950 million.
Yeah. Almost a billion.
Mm, only $428 million if you take the payout. Those would be decisions we would love to have to make.
Yes.
Right? Because the payout is you get all the money at once, but they give you less.
Right.
And then if you decide to take the like long-term thing where they give it to you every year, you get, I believe, close to the amount that the Powerball says.
Right. Don't they pay you over like 20 years,
but
I think?
But it takes a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, today was the first day where I was like, I always thought I would take a longer payout, you know, give me the 20 years and
guaranteed
over time.
Income.
Yeah. But then I was like, wait, if you get the cash, if you get the cash payout, then you can just put it in either like investments or just put it in the bank. And the interest alone will
live
probably
off the interest for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that'll probably build back up to what you would have gotten anyway.
True,
so
right.
I'm like, well.
I did some checking. There, you've always heard the stories about people who win a lottery and then are broke within a year.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Sadly, a lot of people just don't know how to manage their money.
No.
They call that sudden wealth syndrome, SWS.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So basically, it happens to people that have no financial experience or guidance, or they have serious emotional problems that it doesn't matter if they had money or not. We're always going to kind of be in a bad place.
And I'm sure if you win, you know, I mean, all your, so many people are going to come out of the woodwork to try to take your money away.
Gosh,
right?
Yeah.
Are we clasping onto the fact that people go into ruins after winning the lottery as a way of just saying, it's okay, you didn't win, but bad things happen anyway.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of letting ourselves down for not winning.
Yeah, like money's the root of all evil. You don't want it anyway. Like,
at least, you know, at least I don't have to worry about my mansion being foreclosed on.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm here happy in my trailer.
What would you guys buy?
I don't know.
I would love, I know this is like, it sounds like something a rapper would do or Kardashian, but I would love to have a private jet. And I would go visit people or go travel to places that, like, on my schedule, on my, you know, whims.
Yes.
You could come visit me on my private island that I will buy.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hope you don't keep any files.
Not Epstein. I will be doing ID checks before anybody comes on the island.
Woody will have the island. Jim will have the plane.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Now we have a whole system set up.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the game that brings people together. The secret ingredient is love. It's Gender Wars, brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. For the ladies, we have Ann in Murfreesboro. For the guys, we have Michael in Antioch. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Ann, tell us something that made you smile recently.
We got a dog out of the National Pound a couple months ago, and it looks like a lamb. It's a little white fluffy thing. It's so cute. Smile every day.
Oh, that's great.
I love puppies.
Michael, tell us something that made you smile recently.
My son scored the first goal of the season last week.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. Was this soccer, hockey?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Nice.
Yeah, you're gonna love that.
Awesome.
Very cool. All right, and to score a perfect 300 game in bowling, will you need to throw 10, 12, or 15 strikes in a row?
12.
12 is right.
Woo.
Good job.
Okay, Michael, if you subscribe to the monthly Birch Box, will you receive cosmetics, shoes, or clothing in the mail?
Clothing?
No. Cosmetics.
Cosmetics. Okay. All right, take a big lead here, Anne. In the Marvel Universe, who is Thor's brother?
Loki.
Nice.
Ooh, yes, she knows her stuff. Okay. It's crunch time for you there, Michael. You got to get this one right.
Who was Demi Moore's co-star in the movie Ghost?
Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. You're back in it.
Anne's ahead. If you get this right, you seal your victory.
Okay. Anne, what part of your car's engine mixes air and fuel to create internal combustion?
It is the carburetor.
That is the carburetor.
Wow. Ann
sounded all science-y, but yeah, it's the carburetor.
Ann, you're a good contestant.
No
kidding.
Wow,
there was nothing getting past you today. Michael, we'd love having you on. We'll have to have you back sometime soon.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ann. We've got some concert tickets for you. We're also going to give you a certificate of braggification.
There you go.
Share with everybody that you won Gender Wars. With Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Gina, congratulations. You are in the majority. I guess they did a poll, although I don't know why they needed to have a poll for this. They said 72% of people don't care about the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce engagement. Of course, the other 28% are a lot more vocal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And now they call that poll false. Everybody in my life cares.
The Swifties are kicking themselves in their own butts by going back and looking at the whole podcast where she announced her album.
Yeah.
And saying, oh, there must have been clues.
I know.
And we missed them. I slapped myself in the face because I'm so sad that I didn't pick up the clues. I guess now they're saying that this was a big ruse. It was a two-hour podcast, mm-hmm. and that they were setting up the garden where he was going to propose out in the back.
Oh,
and
I
this is to
know.
Keep her distracted. Because after the a little while, then he actually says, "We're going out back after this," and she kind of looks at him funny.
Oh,
so okay. People who are reading way too much into this.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, she has the need for like one of the biggest security details
right.
of anybody, right?
Yeah.
So you can't just say, hey, let's just stroll over here to this thing I planned over.
Yes.
This, like, you know.
Let's just walk out into this garden for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, you got to do it at a place where she's already going to go.
Yeah.
So as not
true.
To tip her off. Travis was pretty smart. You've already got her coming over. She thinks she's coming over for something special.
Yeah.
You got the photo
go.
Op out back.
All right. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the walk around the neighborhood.
There was an owner from a pizza place in Minneapolis called Pizza Man, and one night he saw people digging through his dumpster for food.
Oh.
And so, you know, it kind of broke his heart a little bit, so he decided to do something about it. He posted on Facebook, hey, please don't eat out of our dumpster if you need food. Like, let us know. We will help.
Yeah, come ask.
Yeah, come ask. So he started leaving cheese pizzas outside of the back door for anybody too embarrassed to ask.
Right.
Oh. People started coming. And he said in the last month, he's helped around 100 people. And he's not the only one that's decided to contribute. He's gotten over $4,000 in donations.
Oh, sweet.
That's great.
And so he's used some of the money to cover the cost of the pizzas, but he's also donating the rest to food banks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
In the world we live in right now, nobody should go hungry.
No,
exactly.
Absolutely not.
That's awesome. Making a big difference. Mm-hmm. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW. Locations in Murfreesboro, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. We woke up to WOW in the afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, went there for lunch.
At Berry Hill. Would you like to start your morning with something stupid and pointless? Yes.
Sure.
Yes, you would. Researchers at the University of Bristol in England have developed a song that they say, if you eat chocolate while you're listening to it, it will make the chocolate taste even better.
Okay.
So hopefully a lot of tax dollars went into this study.
Yeah, this research.
But at least it's not ours.
Yeah.
It's in Europe. Okay, so this song is supposed to make chocolate taste better if you're listening to it while you eat.
Apparently the professor reviewed 60 years of scientific research on multisensory integration and composed the music around sonic qualities proven to affect flavor.
Okay. So they made a song?
Yeah, they made
okay.
a song.
Okay, it's not like some song they just found.
No,
okay.
No, they made it. And it's on Spotify if you'd like to check it out.
Okay.
Or if you have some chocolate handy right now, cram it in your mouth and see if it tastes even better with a few seconds of the sweetest melody. Or it could be the theme to any doctor show.
Yeah. This is
it sounds like an early 2000s rolling credits.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
At the end of it, like a Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. So
it's a little cheesy.
It is.
It's
too
really chocolatey.
It's chocolatey and cheesy. It's cheesy chocolate.
This is.
I'm interested, like how
weird.
That works.
Did they say? I mean, like, I know I heard all the mumbo jumbo, but really, like, how is this supposed to work?
I don't know. I guess you just have to taste the chocolate. Maybe, you know, it's probably, you know, annexed or, you know, like, funded by the Chocolate Society.
Oh, yeah.
Willy Wonka put some money into it.
Yeah,
the Guinness Book of World Records is celebrating its 70th birthday. They posted 70 records that have never been attempted. So they say if you'd like to try one of these to get into their book.
Okay, so it's kind of like they're inviting you to do
it. Yeah, some of the most high fives in 30 seconds. The fastest time to make a burrito. There's the 10-yard dash while holding a balloon between your knees. if you can do that right.
That would be funny to watch.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if you want to try all that, yeah, get in the book.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the busiest Labor Day weekend for travel in 15 years.
Wow.
Ooh. They say the big day for traveling as far as like starting the vacation, today. And they say on Saturday, wherever you are, traffic is going to be bad because everybody's going to be on the road, whether they've going somewhere or they're already there, but they're out doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Huh. Wow.
All right. Well, get wherever you're getting there early.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Jon Bon Jovi is releasing an album in October, but he had vocal cord surgery and rehab, so he was really struggling to like get it all done and finished. So he invited some features like Avril Lavigne, Jelly Roll, and even Bruce Springsteen, if I can say that. So they'll be featured on the album when that comes out in October.
What are we doing today?
I'm going to go home and take a nap, and then I'm going to go to the gym. So that's what I've planned.
Have you been good about going to the gym?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, I've
when you say you're going to go, do you go?
Usually no, but I but it's hopeful, you know, and
you're like
I,
most of us.
I've now started to do like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is my when I've been working out. So that's been consistent the last like 3 weeks.
You're better than most of us.
Yeah. So,
I was busy yesterday, so today I probably will take a nap and I'll probably go to the gym too.
You're not going to the gym.
I might. No, what I'll do is I'll combine the two and I'll just park in the parking lot at the gym and take a nap in the car.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'll do. And then I'll wake up after an hour and go, oh, I guess I got to go home.
Yeah, I was at the gym all afternoon.
The
feel the burn.
I've got just a few chores to do today. And then tonight, the guys from the Movie Review podcast are coming over.
Nice.
And we're going to review a couple of movies and do a K-pop Demon Hunters special.
Sweet.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I still need to check that out. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.